All right, guys, welcome back to LSD. It's been a minute since I touched bases with you guys, but I'm so happy about my new special guest that's in the building with me today. And I could say we go back to, I actually used to work with this amazing individual, and we went from work buddies to really cool friends to like sisters from another mister. And I'm just going to go ahead and let this amazing queen introduce herself and talk about everything that she has going on, and then we're going to get into the mix till six. So go ahead, girl.
Hey girl.
I love the intro.
You know, I had to do something crazy. But my name is Makisha Clayton B. I am Sadia's sister from another sister. It's been amazing to get to know Sadia, and I'm pretty excited to be on LSD. Hopefully I can share some information that can penetrate your heart and help you through this thing called love, relationship, and all the above, you know, relationships, you know.
I'm going to stop using I think, especially when it comes down to things that I know for a fact. I have looked up to your relationship, your marriage. I mean, everything from how you and your husband met to how you guys, just are amazing parents to your daughter who is recently married, you know, and it's like you guys have, and from the outside looking in, right, such a firm grasp on just what it takes. And you're probably like, well, girl, sometimes you should see it's a show in the middle of it, right? But on the outside, it's like you guys have been together for such a long period of time. You guys have raised and are still parenting, because I think sometimes parents go through these different versions of parenting, right? Where you're now like more like consultants. That's what my dad calls it, right? You're more like consultants to your children. And like, I look at our relationships as far as my generation, people in their 30s and their 40s, some 20s. And I just want to ask, like, what is the secret sauce, right? What is things that you and your husband have done that you think that relationships now are missing or just haven't gotten a firm grasp on, kind of like what it takes? And we have these conversations all the time. You know, Makisha knows like in depth about some of the things that I've gone through and relationships and guys. And I'd be like, girl, let me tell you, girl, let's have some lunch, you know, because, right, let's go for a cup of coffee. She don't drink coffee. She drinks tea. But I guess we're skipping the preliminaries and going straight to the main event. Like, what are we missing?
Okay, so you have to think back. Kevin and I are high school sweethearts. So we both basically had to grow up together. I came from a single parent. My mom was independent with seven kids, and I'm the baby out of seven. Kevin is, his parents were married, and they got a divorce when he was six, and 10 of them, and he's the baby of 10, right? So me, he got at least to see what a mom and dad together, right? Uh-huh. I didn't get to see a healthy marriage. Like, my mom did get married, but it was more of a roommate style, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, he's just here. I don't want to sin. If I want to have sex, I don't have to feel bad. You know what I'm saying? You know, better to marry than burn. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I feel like what helps Kevin and our relationship is God. Honest to truth, and we give each other grace to mess up. Now, it didn't always be like this. It's a matter of time of growing and development. Like, we got married so young. I was 22. He was 24. And we had nothing. Right. But again, I came from the relationship barely married in the burn, right? Because if you're around here having sex, you need to be married, right? Mm-hmm. So, but we didn't allow each other to develop. You know, Kevin wanted to be an artist and music, and I wanted to do this and that. So it was, and then we have Ariel. So it was kind of hard to negate all of those different lanes that we wanted to do. And it became frustrating as a young couple,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So somebody had to sacrifice something, right? Mm-hmm. So I knew Kevin's dream was to be an artist. Like, mm-hmm. his dream is still to be an artist, to be on the R&B chart, right?
Right.
So I fell back from my dreams. I sacrificed my dreams so I can be with Ariel, making sure she's good and established and all that stuff, while he go pursue his dream and stuff. So I feel like what people today don't do is you have to get established. Like, you have to build a table. Like, for me, I feel like if you got, what you guys are missing is two people being established, right? Two people make sure your credit's straight. Two people make sure you got a degree. Two people making sure you got your whatever you're trying to pursue, and then come together. People are falling in love with potentials. That's my And your potentials will never blossom if you're not nurturing them. They're like seeds, right? Uh-huh. Seeds in the ground. And if you're not attending to those seeds, it's just a dream and a wish, right? Mm. So I feel like for me, you need to have, you know me, I have the four Asians.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell you about the four Asians.
Four Asians.
I have established it to and my daughter and my nieces. They know it. It's like they can recite it with their eyes closed. And the reason why, It's a principle. Like, I mean, you have to look at stuff as a relationship is a business. Let's just keep it a book. Marriage is a business. It's a transactional.
People say that all the time.
You know what I'm saying? So first of all, you have to go there. You have to go in knowing that, right? So for me, the four Asians is number one, salvation. That's my top thing that I think this generation is not really looking at. Like, I'm sorry, if I love Jesus and Jesus is my friend and he's the Lord of my life, I'm sorry, no shade. I'm not going to be looking for a man who's praying to Buddha. Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
We're unequally yoked.
Right.
We're not on the same page. And you could be the finest thing in the room. And I'm sorry, I just don't want to submit myself or not submit myself. Come together in a business agreement with that, right? So salvation, that's the number one for me. Occupation, like, I need you to be in your finding a career that works for you, or a job that you know that, you know, like, you have dreams. Like, I need you to have a good job. Like, get a job. Like, mm-hmm. if I got a good job, you need to have a good job.
Period.
If I got a relationship with Jesus, you need to have a relationship with Jesus. We're trying to come together. So that's salvation. That's occupation. Then it's habitation. Like, if I have an apartment or a house, I'm going to need you to have a house or apartment. Because living with Pookie and Ray Ray is not going to work.
Not Ray Ray. Not really.
Yeah. I'm going to need for you to have a habitation, because I need to see that you know how to lead, you know how to take care of your finances, you know how to...
I need you to have somewhere to go back to, because you can't stay here. This is not the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Exactly. And I need you to have transportation.
Weird.
So if my car breaks down, or... if I got a car, why you don't have no car? Like, I understand we live in the city, but honey, we're not going to live in the city if we're going to be getting married. We're going to go out to the suburbs, because our goal is to have children and build something that's going to outlive us. So
yeah.
We ain't going to have this living single life, right? So I need that. So I feel like that's four. think about what has four. A chair has four. That's balance. A car has four tires. That's balance. Like, that is the core of a person, of who I feel like this generation is missing. It's because he's fine, or he got the bag, or you know, like, yeah, but he got the bag, but he don't have no principles. He don't have no morals.
Right.
He don't have anything. He just looking at you as a piece of meat, right? Or you looking at him as a piece of meat.
Right.
And he has no substance. So why are we going to keep wasting our time? Life is short, man. Don't waste your time on people that don't have no substance. Like, and I feel like people don't want to invest anymore, because listen to our music, right? There's no more 90s and 80s R&B love.
Like, no, they're not. It's no more like, I can hear your heart crying out for me. Let's stay together. There's no, let's work it out. There's no me without you. There's no more Midnight Train of Georgia. Like, Midnight Train of Georgia. Did you hear what that woman said? She said, I'd rather live in his world than be without him in mine. You can't tell me that woman didn't love that man.
Exactly.
But I think, like, now, like, people, women aren't, like, they're not wanting to fall in love. They want you to do all this extra stuff for them. And men want women to prove themselves. And, like, we're running around here. We just don't have it figured out. Not saying that anybody will ever have it figured out, but some of us aren't even close to trying to I listened to something today where the guy was saying that, you know, the number one reason for divorce is incompatibility. But he was saying there's no such thing as that, mainly because we're all different people. We all coming from different walks of life. You're not going to have someone that's completely compatible with you across the board, right? What you do have is immaturity, because people are not willing to put themselves to the side to say, I'm going to be flexible enough to bend to what it is that you want. Everyone wants to stand
and compromise. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to sacrifice and compromise.
There's not incompatibility.
Yes.
There's not it's not incompatibility, it's inflexibility. And you don't want to bend, because I want what I want right now, and they want what they want right now. And no one's willing to say, okay, like, let's do this for this period of time, and then let's do that for that period of time. And, you know, the fact that people are looking for that, it makes them immature. You know, because I was one of the big people who was like, yes, compatibility, which I think does play a big part into it. However, like, you're not going to find someone who completely agrees with everything, but you've got to find someone who's going to be willing to be flexible, like that guy said. And it changed my perspective. Changed my perspective on how I saw compatibility versus incompatibility. Yep. But I do agree to an extent that people should date what they want, right? So if you know you want marriage, date someone who wants to be married. Don't date someone who doesn't want to be married, or they're not sure what they want to do. They're not sure where they are. Come on, man. Like, you're going to waste time like that. And I think sometimes some women, we throw ourselves into situations so quickly, and then we become emotionally invested, right? And now you woodwink because you done slept with him and it was good. So now you can't leave. Like, you're like, I don't want to leave. I gave up a year. But you gave him a year. And what did he give you?
And that too, like, the thing is that you're investing this time in a person that you already know. First of all, a woman cannot change a man. Like, I think we have it so screwed in the head, thinking that we can do like a Build-A-Bob type of man. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you can change a man. You should want to. What you should do is focus on changing yourself, like making yourself better, advancing yourself, but trying to make somebody fall in love and don't mm-hmm. have the same goals you have, it's a waste of time. It's 100% a waste of time.
I've seen guys leave women that will do anything for them, literally, to marry or be with a woman who hasn't even done half of the tasks you are trying to. Listen, you are crawling under and through barbed wire to do all of this stuff and prove that you are that woman. But I think sometimes men already know. Like, they already know.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times women already know, but we like to lie to ourselves. We like to be like, well, maybe if I cook more, maybe if I go over there and I give him more sis, stop it.
And my thing is, stop doing wifely duties if he's not your husband. Like, you introducing all these wifely duties to a man that
some women will disagree with that, though.
No. I'm not about to be right now. You can come to the house. We can cook together. Right. We can do things together.
I'm not doing your laundry, though. I'm not doing your crusty drawers. I don't love you yet. I'm not doing your crusty drawers.
No. That means you chose me to be your forever.
Right.
And we from there. I can go in the trenches with you. You get what I'm saying? We can go further. But I'm not about to be doing all the wifely duties to be your girlfriend. What? No.
I get all the shade in the world when I say I'm not doing that. I get all the people that look at me sideways and I'm like, dude, I'm not coming over to your house to cook. No, of course not. No, of course not. Okay. Of course not. Meanwhile, all the married people are saying, don't do it. But the single guys are saying, well, I won't wife you if you won't. And I'm just like, you won't even if I would do it.
That's a form of manipulation. And that's a form of straight manipulation. Because like even me and Kevin was dating, right? I will cook for him and stuff. But see, this is the thing. This is going to make you laugh. So Kevin and I started dating. Like I said, we started dating in high school. And Kevin, we were in this group, frontline group, that we used to go different places to travel and sing and dance. And we used to do all the oldies and goodies. We used to have costume change. It's like, it was like a straight up Broadway show.
I love that already.
He wanted a girlfriend for travel purposes. Like, we go, for when we leave. Ooh. And leave campus, and he could have somebody, because everybody in this group was all booed up, right?
Right.
Apparently, his boo must graduate or whatever. So we need a new boo in the house, right?
He's so hunting.
In his mind, I was just gonna be the boo for frontline purposes and stuff, but he failed to realize. I'm sorry,
that's not me.
I can't have it all.
I don't even want to play with you. I don't want to play with you. I get guys really that tell me, oh, I know you're a pimp. I know you got a lot of dudes. I know you got this and I know you got that and I know you got the other. And I'm just like, listen, I'm on whatever they're on. Okay. So if you think you're going to come here, if you think you're going to come here and give bare bottom, I'm gonna barely respond, or if I respond, I'm gonna feel like responding. And and I'm gonna do this until I see the guy that's willing to say, okay, Sadia, I like you, right? Mm-hmm. I see a lot of what you're currently doing, not potential. Because when I was in my 20s, I became a mom really young, like you mm-hmm. girl, right? I could have dated potential then. Mm-hmm. I can't do that now. You got to bring it to the table, because what the hell were you doing in your 20s? Wasting your life?
Yeah.
Like, what were you doing? Mm-hmm. So now you're coming here to do what?
Community D.
So now you're coming here to do what? Talking about, well, I'm potentially going to be doing this. You could go potentially waste someone else's time. Now, there are things that I am willing to kind of put a pause on. Like, if he hasn't bought a house yet, okay, understandable. Housing market's a little but I need you in your mid-30s, late-30s, to have something to show for the years that you've been on this earth, except kids.
Yeah.
Except children. Like, what? like, we know your sperm is good, but what else do you have? Like what else yes. are you doing with yourself, right? So when people are like, oh, well, Sadia, what if he this and what if he that? And I'm like, yo, stop coming with these hypothetical, you know, Sadia, you're being ridiculous because you're not, you won't date potential. I'm like, man, I'm too old for that.
Potential. We're not, potential is so, no. Okay. To me, potential, like you said, is in your 20s. We're all trying to build and grind. We're headed towards our late 40s. Like, I'm in my 40s now. And you're heading to build something to outlive you so you can hand the baton to your daughter. Like, why am I going to... My potential, your potential needs to be in blossom form. Like, it can't be a seed.
Right, like, right. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be already. I've already got to see the sprout coming out the ground, yes, right? Yes. And I think a lot of the times, women, we put ourselves in these situations where we don't want to ask these in-depth questions because we're afraid we're gonna run the guy off. Like, you know, I don't want to ask him. No, you should be, because you could potentially get a whole lot more than asking what his favorite color is. Like, you know, I think I said this before. I don't care what your favorite color is. You know, how do you argue? Yeah. What do you look like when your money's low? Because some people get nasty and then it's proximity firing and then they don't even know how to argue and keep up. Like, they be beefing at me because I didn't wash dishes whole time. They're upset because their direct deposit hasn't hit yet. Right.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. Like, those are things that I want to know. I don't care if Jordan's 13s are your favorite. I don't care if you don't like six rings. Sir, grow up.
And at this point of life, that's so surface level. Like, especially if you're trying to be married. Like, if you want a wife, like, to me, those are the most important conversations to have. It may be uncomfortable, but investing in your time in those type of conversations gonna let you know, okay, this person here needs to be in this category, because they say they want to be married, but their actions is showing a whole nother different things. And I'm not gonna continue to waste my time on wishing on a star. No, not going to do that.
Listen here, Peter Pan. Come up out of Never Never Land, because I'm not about to sit down here and play these games with you. You know, and it comes across, oh, Sadia, you're mean. That could very well be the truth. Because, see, women, especially guys that are handsome, like, women, they allow y'all to do what y'all want, and then you run into the brick wall. Me.
Yep.
And I'm just like, hey. So you got three kids, huh? Three baby moms, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But what if the shoe was on the other foot?
They wouldn't be here. They wouldn't be
according
here.
According to our late beloved Kevin Samuel, you would be low value.
Yeah. But you could get to come here with your three kid, three baby mom having, thinking that you going to come here to come figure out, well, what side of you got going on? Nothing for you. Mm-hmm. Nothing for you. And I mean, I'm just going to like, you know, keep it a buck. A lot of them that are in my DM, man, I'm out of your league completely. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't even look your way if I was a 2-day underwear-wearing pissy drunk.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Because they're sitting there and they're like, you know, well, I think you should give me a chance. To do what? Why are you here?
No.
That infuriates me so much about this generation. They feel so entitled to, they feel so entitled, men and women alike, you know, women want to date men in certain calibers that they haven't gotten to yet. And men want to date women in calibers that they haven't gotten to yet. You want someone who's financially stable, yet you're on Section 8.
Yep.
You want someone whose credit is great, 780 and above, and you're sitting there at a 520. Right? Yep. You want him or her to have all of these things, yet you possess none of the things that you want. And I'm like, what is my dad calls them? The microwave generation. They want everything now. They want everything now.
Yep.
someone was telling me what...
Especially with social media just amplified that, right? Everybody think because you're going to get the BBL, you're going to get, you know, the lipo, which if that's what you want, go, God bless you. But the thing is, what's the why behind it? Like, what's the why behind you going to get your BBL? Like, I'm not against it. I'm just saying, for me, what would be the why behind it?
Like, I don't think a lot of them have any. I don't think a lot of them have it. Like, I just think it's just because they want to keep up with. And quite frankly, if you got to do a BBL, sis, and you got it on an Affirm payment plan, I'm not sure what to tell you. Okay. Right. All right, girl. Okay, girl. Listen, if I go and I get me some 360 lipo, it's going to be to suck this gut up. Right. And don't put it nowhere. I don't care if you guys got to fry your turkey for Thanksgiving in it. Just take it out and put it somewhere else. Don't put it back in here.
for sure.
You know,
now that's the part I like. But I feel like too with women, we were taught the princess syndrome. Think about when you were a kid, you heard all the stories, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. Everybody's waiting on this prince to come and rescue them, and you just go away into La La Land and you're waiting for a savior. The savior you better be waiting on is Jesus.
Yourself.
You know what I'm saying? That's gonna help you become a whole person versus you being broken fragments trying to get with another broken fragment. Mm-hmm. And y'all two broken down people trying to live this life. And that's when chaos brings. And I'm speaking from experience.
But you know, when you're broken like that, you have an inability to really see when something isn't good for you, right? Because I think sometimes when people are broken like that, they want love so bad, regardless to what form it comes in, right? And they will take anything that comes their way. They don't care. Any sort of attention that comes their way, it's like a, please give it to me, because this is what I need to feel whole. When a lot of the work is internal, right? Exactly. A lot of the work is just you working on yourself outside of relationships. And you've got to really sit down in that quiet, dark place and sit in it for a minute. Right.
Yeah.
And from then, because I think when you're giving yourself here, there, you're keeping yourself busy so that you don't hear the things that you don't want to hear. The shit that keeps you up at night. That's what you're running for.
Exactly.
So I was having this conversation with someone, son. And I said, people who always seem to flock to other people's homes scare me. Because what is it about your house that you are running from? Why aren't you comfortable in your own house? And he was saying, well, maybe it's a, you know, because we're both Capricorns, like maybe it's a Capricorn thing. I was like, no, I don't think it is. I love my house, but I make my house peaceful for me. So when I tell y'all I don't feel like going nowhere, you better believe my feet is up in my nice big bed and I'm watching whatever I want to watch and I'm cooking whatever I want to cook and I'm playing the music I want to listen to and I'm feeling sexy with a glass of wine because I've made my environment comfortable to exist in. My happiness isn't sought outside, it's within. Right?
That's
so
good.
So when I tell people, like, I have no problem telling people go to hell and get from around me.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Right.
I mean it because it's just something about you that just irritates me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, well, Sadia, that's mean. And I'm like, no, I worked hard for this. And I refuse.
Inner peace.
Yes, I refuse to have anything disrupted. Family, friends, I don't care.
Agree.
I don't care. Yeah, man. Like you sat down, I read books. I've kept myself up at night. I have cried bloody murder. Girl, you remember when I was getting my MBA? I cried bloody murder. Relationships that I thought were going to work out that didn't work out. Situations that I thought were going to blossom into something really didn't. And it puts you in a situation where you kind of got to sit in that for a moment. Mm-hmm. And be like, why did I accept that which I knew from the beginning wasn't good for me? And it's like, really, because I wanted that attention regardless to what it felt like. It hurt, right? It felt good in the moment, but it hurt on the back end of everything, you know?
Right.
you know, some people are like, well, Sadie, I still think you're mean. That's fine. That's fine.
It is what it is. You're just not going to, you're not going to take any mess. And I feel like that's okay. You're like, you have done the work. Like, you know what you deserve. You know what you have invested in yourself in, and you know your worth. So why are you going to allow someone to come in and interrupt your peace and the unity you created, the love you created for yourself? Like, that's a waste of time. Like, no, I'm not going to allow you to come interrupt what I've created through the help of the Lord. I'm not going to do that. No. So I like what I was saying about the, I feel like with the women now, I feel like the women has turned into the men. Like, they have become aggressive, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, I don't know what to say. It's like it did a 360 or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. Like I said, when we dated, you know, it was more of love, love, love. I mean, even to this day, Kevin and I will be on the phone. Our battery would die on the phone with each other. Now, he don't like FaceTime, but we would be on the phone until his phone died. And that's every day. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like you also have to build friendship. Like, I feel like Kevin's my best friend. Like,
oh yeah, that's your road dog.
My my best friend. Like, he gets on my everlasting nerve for sure. But he is my best friend. Like, we can just sit in the room and just do nothing. And he got his phone, I got my phone. Those were in the same room proximity, but he's like, baby, lady, you just been having your phone too much. You just getting busy. So I have to learn how to balance that type of stuff. So, I mean, for me right now, I just think for you personally, I've seen you done the work. I've seen you tears and all that stuff, man. I just say, wait on God, man. You continue to knock on doors, you know what I'm saying? And go on dates. But
of course.
If it's not value it there, don't waste your time, you know? And you're too old to just be having friends. Like, I'm not in this thing for friends, my friends, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to find a partner.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to find
a life partner who you can build a generation of wealth with, that you guys can have kids and legacy.
Man, it's so much easier to do it with two than it is with one. And I think that's a wealth hack that a lot of people don't understand. But you've got to find people that want that too. It's like, listen,
same goal.
Like, you know, and people like, oh, well, Sadia, you might not meet a man that makes the same amount as you. And why is that important? Because it's important. It is important. The things that I want to do, they're not going to just come off of hopes and dreams. Like, it's just not. And, you know, God helps those who help themselves, baby. You got to be out here helping yourself. You got to be out here helping yourself.
You can hustle up on many jobs. Like, it's different from us as a woman, you know what I'm saying? But for a man, like, they got Uber, like, you got all these different stuff to add on to make your amount or whatever you're trying to do. Like, there is no excuses now working from home. I'm like, yo, there ain't no excuses now for you not to be.
I think if you're not, I don't want to say you're lazy, but I just want to know, like, why? I'm like, wait,
Some people may not have a vision too, because without a vision, you don't know. You cast down restraint. Like, you don't know, like, you don't have a vision for your life, your finances, your goals. And you just like going through life as
you winging it, man.
And it's insanity.
Yeah. Like, you throwing anything at the wall, trying to see what sticks. Yep. I'm good. Yep. So I would say, like, final thoughts. I always say, like, I call them my Jerry's final thoughts. You know, I don't know if you watch Jerry Springer, but I used to watch the King of Trash TV when it first came out. So, you know, he used to sit there on the bench and say, okay, here are Jerry's final thoughts. What are your, and I honestly think we need to have a part two, but what are your final thoughts, really quick, if you could sum it up in 30 seconds or less, to advice that you can give for dating in this generation?
Number one, I feel like you have to have God. Like, God's got to be able to order your steps to whom you need to be investing your time in, and to whom that who needs to be that person and doing things that you enjoy and making sure that you do the work for yourself, that you're a whole person, not broken pieces. If you need to go do some counseling, go get you some counseling. Just prayer is not going to work. You might need to sit on somebody's couch and deal with those childhood traumas that you never dealt with. Mm-hmm. So you can have that right person to come in your path. So I feel like number one, you have to deal with self. Before you can go find someone else, you have to deal with self.
Man, I couldn't agree more. I got nothing else to say on top of that except stop comparing your relationship with what you see on social media, because they're only showing you the good pieces. Okay, that's why I said we gotta have a part two. Listen, and I'm gonna turn myself to the side, and I'm gonna do like Jerry Springer said. And guys, take care of yourself and each other. Thank you, girl, for coming on the show. I love you, girl. We're gonna do a part two. Thank you.
We need to. Me too, for sure.